You know how you can just say a few words and your phone or maybe your smartwatch just springs to life.
Yeah, those wake-up words.
Exactly. They're powered by something called voice triggers. It's kind of like your device has these super sensitive ears, always listening, but in a really low power mode.
Right, just waiting for that specific
And
phrase.
that's what makes it so convenient, you know. Plus, it keeps the battery from just draining away.
It's clever tech. That constant listening without eating power, that's the key challenge they solve. These triggers act like a really efficient gatekeeper.
So today we're doing a quick deep dive into the main types of these voice triggers and also the kinds of errors they can run into.
And we've been looking at some great material on this from Sensory. They're real leaders here. A paper is called Sensory Triggers and Speaker Verification: Best Practice Test Procedures.
Right. And our goal is pretty simple, really, just to give you, the listener, a quick, clear handle on the core ideas behind this tech.
So where should we start? The types.
Yeah, let's jump into the types. Sensory talks about three main ones. First up is the fixed trigger, or FT. Now, fixed makes me think like it's set unchanging.
That's exactly it. A fixed trigger uses a phrase that's already decided. Their example is okay, sensory.
Okay.
And the really important part is that it's speaker independent, meaning ideally it should just work no matter who says okay, sensory, as long as they're sort of in the target demographic. Your voice, my voice doesn't matter. It's the same trigger for everybody.
Gotcha. So it's built for wide use.
Yeah.
Okay, then the second type Sensory mentions is the enrolled fixed trigger, EFT. That enrolled bit sounds like it gets a bit more personal.
It does, yeah. You start with that same fixed phrase, like okay, sensory, but then there's an extra step, enrollment.
Which involves.
It usually means you, the user, say the phrase a few times into the device, maybe three times, five times. And the system uses those recordings to kind of tune itself, to adapt its model to the unique sound of your voice saying that phrase.
Oh, okay. So you're basically teaching it, this is how I say the magic words.
Pretty much. And the interesting outcome is that it can become, much better at hearing you. And potentially less likely to respond to someone else.
So after you enroll it, will it only listen to you? Is that the idea?
Often, yes. That's frequently the requirement. An EFT system might be set up to respond only to the person who enrolled, which adds a layer of personalization, maybe a bit of security, compared to the basic fixed trigger.
Makes sense. Okay, that leads us to the third type, user-defined trigger, UDT. Or sometimes they call it user-defined passphrase, UDP. This sounds like total customization.
It really is. With a UDT, you get to pick your own phrase entirely. Maybe, hey, smartwatch, or I don't know, activate gizmo.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Exactly. Now, UDP, the user-defined passphrase, is similar. You choose the phrase like, answer me this. But there's a key distinction usually. UDP is typically designed to respond only to the enrolled user saying that specific custom phrase.
Okay. So with UDP, it's not just your voice it learns, but also your unique phrase. That sounds like the most secure option, right? Because the phrase itself is secret, potentially.
Potentially, yeah. It offers that extra layer of security and personalization because both the voice and the phrase are specific to you and your device.
Okay, so that's the three types: fixed, enrolled fixed, and user-defined. Simple enough. But like any tech trying to figure out the messy real world, I'm guessing it doesn't always get it right.
Oh, absolutely not. Things definitely go wrong. And Sensory's paper covers the main types of errors, too. The first one is what they call a false reject.
False reject. Okay, what's that?
It's pretty much what it sounds like. You're the right user, you say the right trigger phrase, and nothing happens. The system just ignores you.
Ugh, yeah, that would be annoying. Like, hello, I'm talking to you.
Exactly. It fails to accept a valid trigger. Super frustrating, breaks the whole convenience factor.
I can imagine. Okay, what's error number two?
Number two is an imposter accept.
Impossible. Okay, that sounds bad.
It can be. This is when someone who isn't the enrolled user says the trigger phrase, and the device, well, it gets fooled. It accepts the command as if it came from the authorized user.
Right. So if I've enrolled my voice on my phone with an EFT or UDP and someone else says the phrase and it unlocks, that's an imposter accept.
Precisely. It's a security concern, especially for those enrolled types where you expect it to know your voice.
Definitely. Okay. And the third error type.
The third one is called a false accept,
Yeah.
sometimes called a false alarm.
False accept. How's that different from imposter accept?
Good question. A false accept is when the system reacts, it triggers, but not because anyone said the phrase correctly. It might trigger on, say, background noise, a door slamming, maybe music, or even just parts of a nearby conversation that happen to sound a bit like the trigger phrase acoustically.
So it's not even a person trying to trick it. It's just noise or random speech, causing it to wake up when it shouldn't.
Exactly. The system misinterprets some random sound as the trigger.
Okay, let me see if I've got this. We have false rejects. It ignores you when it shouldn't. Imposter accepts it listens to the wrong person. And false accepts, it reacts to noise or things that aren't the trigger at all.
You've got it. Those are the big three failure modes.
And I guess the whole game is trying to minimize all three of those, right?
That's the constant balancing act. You want it sensitive enough to always hear you, avoid false rejects, specific enough to ignore others, avoid imposter accepts, and smart enough to filter out random noise, avoid false accepts.
All while working reliably in, you know, noisy coffee shops or cars or wherever we actually use these things.
Exactly. Real world conditions make it incredibly challenging.
Well, this gives us a really solid, quick understanding of the basics, the types of triggers, and the ways they can mess up. So now you, listening, have a better sense of what's going on under the hood.
It's definitely more complex than just listening for a word.
For sure. So thinking about all this, the different triggers, the errors.
Yeah.
What do you think is the single biggest challenge? Like, what's the toughest nut to crack in making these voice systems truly reliable and easy to use everywhere, all the time, in our noisy lives?
That's a good one.
Something to think about next time your device listens. Or it doesn't. Thanks for diving in with us today.